You're listening to episode 10 of On the Line, the series written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather MacLeod. Today's episode features the song Forbidden Fruit by Emer Fox, and the voices of Brian Moriarty, Tom Eastaway, Christina Matthews, Claire Blenner-Hassett, Melissa Nolan, Carol Jakubowski, Bridget McCone, Kieran Black and Carrie Dorn, with Emer Fox as the singing voice of Sorca. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. You can catch past episodes of the series at www.ontheline.podomatic.com, and you can catch up with all the gossip on the band at myspace.com/suckinghelium.
On the line, on the line, sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine, can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line. On the line, on the line, leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
You have reached On the Line. To listen to your messages, press 1.
And you're back listening to The Late Buzz with me, DJ Kira, on Buzz FM. I've got a very special track to share with you right now. I mixed it with my old school friends Angela Hayes, Eamon McGann and Sarah Ryan in mind. And I hope they're listening tonight. Angela and Eamon have been very busily trying to involve themselves in my life and my relationships recently, and I thought I'd return the favour by giving them a little clarity of their own. It's a moving duet set to a thumping dance track that I like to call delusional. Enjoy.
Things are complicated. Things are complicated.
She's doing jazz.
Things are complicated.
She's doing jazz.
Things are complicated.
She's doing jazz.
Things are complicated.
How much less into him can she get?
Jazz.
Sarah's just desperate to have someone. She dumped him. How much less into him can she get?
Jazz. She's just jazz. Jazz. She's just jazz.
There could have been something. Sarah's just desperate to have someone. She doesn't even like him. She doesn't even like him. She doesn't even like him.
Totally delusional. She's just jazz. Totally delusional. She's just jealous. Totally, totally, totally delusional.
I never said that song was about her.
Jealous.
I never said that song was about
her. She doesn't even like
her. I never said that song was about
her. She doesn't even like
her. I never said that song was about
her. She doesn't even like
her. I never said that song was about her.
He wrote me a song. It was really sweet.
I never said that song was about her.
Totally delusional.
That's ridiculous.
Totally delusional. Totally, totally, totally delusional.
Getting on well, he's really a great lad. Sweet, sweet. He's really a great lad.
Totally delusional.
You know what she's like.
Totally, 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 totally delusional.
We were getting on well, sweet. He's really a great lad. Sweet.
Fun, fun, fun.
Sweet. He wrote me a song. It was really sweet.
Fun, fun, fun.
Sweet.
I never said that song was about her.
Totally delusional.
That's ridiculous. You know what she's like. I never said that song was about her.
Totally delusional.
I don't think of her that way.
Totally, totally, totally delusional.
If Sarah hadn't gotten in the way. 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 If Sarah hadn't gotten in the way.
And that was Delusional, dedicated to Eamon, Angela and Sarah and their complicated, complicated lives. If you enjoyed that track, it will be available to download via podcast on the Buzz FM website. Please, spread it around and tell your friends. You're listening to The Late Buzz with me, DJ Kira. Don't go anywhere.
Yes?
Sarah?
Eamon, can we do this later?
What?
The whole talk thing, I don't want to do it now. Everything's too mixed up.
But I didn't do anything. I had no idea Kira was...
Eamon, I said I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to have to be caught up in all this drama all the time.
I didn't...
I'm sick of it. Why can't anything just be simple anymore?
It's not my fault.
Just back off, okay? I'm sorry. I'll call you soon.
Sarah?
Bye.
Hello?
Eamon, were you listening to the radio?
Yeah, there was a message on my answer phone.
Mine too. Isn't Kira mental?
Mental?
You know, all that editing stuff they have nowadays, they can take remarks totally out of context.
Totally.
You'd almost be worried that some of those reality TV shows weren't totally accurate.
Right.
She's just annoyed because of what I said about her boyfriend cheating on her, which he was. I mean, did she want me not to tell her the truth? Not that I told her as such.
So much as everybody else.
But it was true. She doesn't have any right to blame me.
She might have been annoyed with me too. I did call her a mad witch. Kind of.
Ah, Eamon, what did you want to go and do a thing like that for?
Well, she was saying stuff. I was provoked.
What kind of stuff?
Just... She said that you said I was a lapdog for going back to Sarah. See?
I didn't say that. I swear I never said that.
And she said, that you were annoyed with me because you thought I was flirting with you?
As if.
Are you sure that you're not, some of the things that you said on that song...
Taken totally out of context. Totally.
Right. So, what was the context?
What do you mean?
Well, I told you what Kira said to me.
And you said I was just jealous. The cheek of you.
Yeah, but not, you know, I just meant because you and Pete broke up and me and Sarah were making it work. You know, jealous that I had someone, not, you know, jealous.
Oh, that's much better.
Well, what about you? You said Sarah was desperate and she didn't even like me.
I meant desperate as in, you know, desperately sad. About Jono and that stuff, you know, desperate in the abstract. Abstractly desperate.
And you don't think that she really liked me?
Well, it's not. It's just... Well, she did dump you.
I see.
You have to admit.
She was upset about her mum's accident. She wasn't thinking straight.
She didn't have to dump you.
What do you know? What do you know about making a real relationship work? It's hard. And being so young and going to different colleges, trying to keep it together for years, it's hard work, okay? Me and Sarah have been going out for 3 years now. That's a long time. Real relationships can't always be a fairy tale.
I went out with Pete for 4 years.
Oh yeah, that was a really serious relationship.
Meaning what?
You didn't even like Pete. You just wanted to have a boyfriend.
How dare you? How dare you judge my relationship?
You judge my relationship.
You know, fine. You and Sarah are the best couple ever and I hope you're really, really happy together.
Thanks, we will be.
Great, bye.
Bye. Hello.
Eamon?
Jono?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I heard last night's radio broadcast on Buzz FM. Thought I'd call to offer my support.
Great.
If it's any consolation, Wojciech texted in and called me a pig on that show as well.
It's hardly the same thing.
Has Sarah, reacted badly?
Not as badly as she reacted to you molesting her mother.
You're being very aggressive, Eamon.
Oh, you think?
I know we haven't had a chance to talk about my relationship with Margaret.
Margaret? Oh, so it's Margaret now. Not Mrs. Ryan, Margaret. How could you do this to me, man?
To you?
How do you think it makes me look if my best friend is messing around with my girlfriend's mother? What kind of a position does that put me in?
My friendship with Margaret has only the best intentions. I'm helping her through a difficult time in her life. If Sarah really cares about her mother's happiness...
Oh, no. You have some neck, you know that? Brass doesn't cover it.
I understand that you're upset...
Shove it!
Have you been talking to Angela since the, song was aired?
None of your business.
Please don't be like that.
Is that all?
No, actually. I was calling to see if you were feeling okay for the radio interview this afternoon.
What radio interview?
Ones to Watch on Dublin City FM. They'll be interviewing us and playing some of our songs.
That's today.
It is. Are you up to it?
Fine. Never better.
Are you sure?
Shove it.
I'm just afraid that if we don't resolve some of the tensions between us, it'll be hard for us to present a face of public unity and band camaraderie.
Shove it!
Very well. The van's picking us up at 10:30 at your house, so Wojciech and I will be coming over in 20 minutes.
Fine. You do what you like, man. Let's rock and roll.
Are you sure there's nothing?
I'm sure. Bye, man.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me 'cause I'm on the line.
Hello and welcome to Ones to Watch on Dublin City FM, where we profile the best of Dublin's unsigned musical talent and the up-and-coming young bands on the scene. With me in the studio today, I have Sucking Helium, a rock and roll soul outfit who have been making quite a name for themselves with the powerful vocals of lead singer Sorica McGann. Could this be Dublin's answer to No Doubt? Sucking Helium, you're very welcome.
Hey, how's it?
Before we get into the story of the band, you've agreed to play one of your songs, which I believe was written by you, Sorica.
That's right.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about the song?
Sure. The song is called Forbidden Fruit. It's a new song I've written that's kind of a song about temptation and giving into things we know we should stay away from and forbidden fruit and stuff.
All right. Without further ado then, this is Sucking Helium with Forbidden Fruit.
I had a taste of forbidden fruit now. It makes me wonder of what I've been missing. I drank from the chalice of the other side now, and I'm feeling like being crucified. I had a look at what I should tend up. It looks so good, I want to taste it all. I went to the place that I shouldn't have been now, and baby, I'm thinking it's what I need. Yeah, yeah. Forbidden fruit, it tastes so good now. It's bitter and sweet, it makes me weak. Forbidden fruit, forbidden fruit, and I should stay away now. Put sugar and spice and all things nice. Forbidden fruit, I caught you looking, looking at what you shouldn't want. And I knew that I shouldn't stare. I tried to walk away, walk from the seeds of temptation. Oh, but I'm aching for that sweet sensation. I spent 40 days and 40 nights fighting the fire. Oh, and I got licked by the flames of desire. Oh, yeah, I got a burnt, but baby, I kinda liked it. Oh, I can't let those ashes settle. I gotta fight it. Oh, forbidden fruit, it tastes so good now. It's bitter and sweet and makes me weak. Forbidden fruit, forbidden fruit, and I should stay away now. Put sugar and spice and all things are nice. Forbidden fruit. And don't you know the one thing you want in this life is the one thing you just can't have? And hiding behind locked doors and just peeping out. Oh baby, I'm freaking out. And oh no, oh no, oh no, you can't have it. Oh, I said, oh no, oh no, oh no, no matter how good it feels. I said, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh, 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 you can't have it, oh, oh. So put it back where you found it, oh. Forbidden fruit, it tastes so good now. It's bitter and sweet and makes me weak. Forbidden fruit. Forbidden fruit, I should stay away now. But sugar and spice and all things are nice. Sugar and spice and all things are nice. Sugar and spice and all things are nice. Forbidden fruit.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the band. How did you get started?
Well,
I started the band with Jonna.
Eamon McGann, the lead guitarist, and John Daly on bass. You're the founding members.
Yeah, back in school. I would write the songs and John did the singing.
Right. How long ago was this?
I don't know. About 3 years, I guess. We used to play the school talent competition and dances and stuff.
Right. And how did Wojciech or Klemeski come on board?
Well, when we left school, we decided to give it a real go. You know, touring pubs and playing real gigs for, like, money. So we thought we needed a drummer. And we put an ad on notice boards around town and Wojciech was one of the people who auditioned.
I heard that sound and I think to myself, this band really needs a Polish drummer.
A Polish plumber?
Drummer! What is wrong with you? Are you deaf?
Right. what do you feel Wojciech brings to the band?
You know, drums.
Wojciech has an amazing spirit and charisma. He truly knows how to be in the moment and embrace life.
Not as you do.
He brings great energy to the band. And the music.
More energy than middle-aged woman.
Wojciech, please, this isn't the place.
Huh.
Right. And then with the addition of Sarika McGann's great soul voice, the formula was complete.
That's right.
I understand you're only 16, Sarika. Your voice sounds like the voice of someone much older. There's a real sense of life experience in it, even a cynical edge.
Well, I may be young, but I've lived and been through a lot in my life.
Yeah, right.
I have. I know the pain of a broken heart.
Hmm.
And shattered dreams.
Eamon, Sarika is actually your younger sister. Are you happy to see her shining?
Yeah, sure. Why wouldn't I be?
Was it a difficult decision to stand aside and let your younger sister take over songwriting duties?
Well, obviously.
I mean, the thing is, I think sucking helium is like a clock. A clock that can't run without every cog. And yes, I might be out in the front singing and writing the songs and stuff, but we wouldn't be the band we are without Jono's wonderful backup singing and bass, or Eamon's guitar, or Wojciech's drums. Everybody works together to make the band what it is. Everybody has their place.
I think she was asking me, Sirka, or do you want to take over questioning answering for the band too?
Well, I was just saying...
Well, don't. Actually, I still write a lot of the songs for the band, like Sarah, which is one of our big hits, or Grinding Over the Town. We still play that one. And there's a song about a baboon.
Oh, yeah. We all know about the song about the baboon.
What do you mean by that?
Eamon's songwriting has been a great asset for the band over the years. I think there's more than enough room for the different talents of all our members.
Shut up, Jono. I don't need you helping me.
I'm simply trying to support...
Oh, yes. Aren't you such a great support to everybody? Me and Wojciech and Mrs. Ryan?
He say it is support, but it's really just cheapy excuse to sleep with everybody. He is a pig.
Could I just make it clear to your listeners that Jono and I have never slept together? Because I'm straight, definitely.
Shut up, Eamon.
But if we could get back to my contribution to Sucking Helium songwriting...
Please do.
I've made a big contribution to the majority of the songs in the band's repertoire.
Yeah, and let's not forget the contribution you made to that delusional song Kira keeps playing on Buzz FM.
You cow.
She's just jealous. Totally delusional. If I was Angela, I'd never speak to you again.
You shut up. None of that would have happened if you hadn't been having an affair with Kira's boyfriend, with the father of her baby.
How was I supposed to know about the baby and stuff?
You're such a little idiot.
I think we all need to calm down.
Shut up,
Jono.
If we could get back to talking about the band's music.
Yes. Clearly there's a lot of backstage drama. Do you find that that's reflected in your music?
Well, Eamon's songs are all about his girlfriend Sarah.
Oh, and I suppose Bitter or Better isn't about the Sperminator?
The Sperminator?
Her ex.
Eamon, shh, we're on the radio.
Well, you brought up that delusional song.
In fairness, that was already all over the radio.
And Wojciech already brought up Jono's messing around with Sarah's mother.
Shut up, Eamon.
Okay, I think now might be a good time to take a short break. We'll be back talking to Sucking Helium after these messages, and maybe we'll have another song or something. You're listening to Ones to Watch on Dublin City FM. Don't go anywhere.
On the line, on the line. Sorry you can reach me because I'm on the line.
Suham.
Wojciech?
Jono, where are you calling?
I just thought we should talk about what happened on the radio interview.
Yes, I have made a decision.
What?
I do not want to be in this band anymore. I'm leaving Sucking Helium. You are a pathetic drama queen, and I do not want to see you anymore.
I think if we could just talk.
No.
I hear what you're saying, and I honor your feelings, but I just think... Wojciech?
Hello?
Sarah? Were you listening to the, radio?
Yeah. God, this is such a mess.
Tell me about it.
I don't want to do this anymore, Eamon.
What?
This. I don't want to feel like I'm in everybody's way anymore. I'm just sick of it.
What?
The whole thing with you and Angela.
That? That's been blown way out of proportion. Nothing happened.
That's not the point.
What's the point?
I feel like I'm in your way. And some of the stuff she said on the song...
That was taken out of context. Totally. She said so.
Were you talking to her since?
No. Yes. Kind of. Briefly.
Well, maybe she's right.
About what?
Maybe I just wanted something that was mine. You know? Someone who would be there for me. So I got back together with you.
And I am. There for you. Totally.
But that's not a good enough reason to be with someone.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Maybe we should just...
What?
I don't know. Take a break.
Again?
Yeah, again. I'm sorry about this.
Right. Is this because of the radio show? I know things got kind of crazy.
It's just embarrassing. I keep feeling that everybody out there is listening and laughing at us. Everything's so crazy now. And I'm the cause of too much of it.
No, you're not.
Would you be fighting with Jono if it wasn't for me?
I might be. That terrorist philosophy stuff can get pretty annoying.
And you and Angela...
That's not... Nothing happened.
She used to be my best friend.
Well, you can still...
It's messed up. It's just all so messed up.
But we don't have to break up over it. We've been through worse.
When?
I don't know, but stuff like this, it's just a test of our relationship.
And we're failing.
Sarah, you're the only girl I've ever really cared about.
I'm sorry.
Right. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Eamon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Amo?
Oh, hi man.
Are you crying?
What, man? No, man, no way. What's up with you? How's life?
Not great. Wojciech decided our relationship has reached its end and he's leaving the band.
Sarah dumped me too.
Oh, sorry man.
Thanks man.
It wasn't because of my relationship with Margaret, was it?
No. No, I don't think so.
Right. Good.
She just doesn't really want me. Hasn't for a long while. And I knew. I just didn't want to know, you know?
I'm sorry, Emma.
Thanks, man.
Don't mention it.
I just wish I knew if there was anything I did, you know? Or anything I could do to fix it.
Taoism teaches that not every question should have an answer.
Jono.
Yes?
Can you please not mention Taoism anymore?
Okay. Want to go get drunk somewhere?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be with you in about 10 minutes.
Great. See you then.
Bye.
Russian girls.
Always in a hurry.
Hey, let's go play.
Tag and go.
Hello?
Hey there, is that Circa McGann?
Speaking.
This is Flynn Martinez. I got your number from the radio station.
That cute sound guy?
Yeah, I think so.
The cheek of him. I did not give him that number to pass to all his friends. I don't know what kind of girl he thinks I am.
Miss McGann?
Men, they're all the same. Well, I'll tell you the same thing I told that sleazy friend of Michael's.
Miss McGann?
Yes?
I am an artist manager with Violet Spectrum. We're a London-based label.
London?
That's right.
And you're American?
Sure am. You know, I was born only a few states away from Bob Dylan.
Wow, really?
Absolutely. We grew up only a few hundred miles and decades apart.
Cool. So, what are you calling me about?
Glad you asked that. I caught today's radio broadcast on Ones to Watch, and I was very impressed by what I heard.
You were?
Well, the singing, I mean, not the embarrassing public airing of dirty laundry.
Yeah, that.
Can I be very honest with you, Circa?
Sure, yeah.
I think the band you're with now is bringing you down.
Really?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, what I heard in that interview, that's just not professional.
I know, right.
So yeah, anyhow, I'm going back to London this Thursday.
Oh, okay.
I'd love it if you'd come across and check out Violet Spectrum's headquarters for a week or two. Meet the guys in charge. Have a look at the way we're doing things.
Oh, wow. Nervous.
Don't be. We're really kind of an informal outfit. You'll love it. We have beanbags, a chilled out area with arcade games, that kind of stuff. But we're also very successful. Very successful. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Have you ever heard Kitty Bean and the Go-Go Twins?
No.
Well, we represent them and Doc Vibrato-Matic.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Heard of him, have you?
No.
They're both very big right now.
Oh, right.
You know, while you're over there, we might be able to get you singing some backing vocals on Kitty Bean and the Go-Go Twins' new album. They're recording it right now. What do you think about that?
Oh, that would be awesome.
Cool beans. And you know, just to get a chance to really sit down face to face, have a chat about where you see yourself going. Know what I mean? Very casual.
Yeah, no, that sounds cool. I should probably talk it over with my manager.
Oh yeah, cool. You could do that if you want. Cool. Who's your manager?
His name's Duncan Mallory.
Oh, cool. Cool. Well, we can talk about that too when you want to come and visit. You just let me know when it suits you to come over.
Well, I guess my parents wouldn't mind if I took a little time off school.
That's the spirit.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Martinez.
Call me Flynn. Great. Looking forward to meeting you face to face. Well, anyhow, you have my number now, or you can shoot me an email on Violet Spectrum's website. You'll like the website. It's quirky.
Okay, cool.
Catch you later, Circa.
Okay, catch you later, Flynn.
I had a taste of forbidden fruit now. It makes me wonder of what I've been missing.
You've been listening to On the Line. This series is written and directed by Bridget McCone and produced by Heather McLeod. The theme tune for this series is written, produced and arranged by Tricia O'Keefe, and sound engineering by Dave O'Grady. Podcasts of the series are also available at www.ontheline.podomatic.com. This series was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Tune in again next Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. to catch episode 11 of On the Line. All ringtones used on the Line are by The Amazing Few. You can get more information about it at myspace.com/TheAmazingFew. If you enjoyed this show, why not become a friend of the band Sucking Helium at myspace.com/SuckingHelium. To download songs, catch up with podcasts of past episodes, leave your own comments on today's action and find out more about the other featured bands and the makers of the show. With blog updates and event bulletins, get on the line today.
On the line, sorry you can reach me cause I'm on the line, doing fine, can't be talking to you cause I'm on the line, leave your name and number cause I'm on the line.
Things are complicated, things are complicated, things are complicated,
she's just jealous,
things are complicated.
Jealous.
Are complicated.
She's jealous.
How much less eating can she get?
Jealous.
Sarah's just desperate to have someone. She dumped him. How much less eating can she get?
Jealous. She's just jealous. Jealous. She's just jealous.
There could have been something. Sarah's just desperate to have someone. She doesn't even like him. She doesn't even like him.